Hi, my name is Steve Carlisle, and this is the third in a series of short podcasts on business improvement and performance management. And the title of this one is The Balanced Scorecard. Now, in the first of the series of mini podcasts, we talked about key performance indicators, and we said key performance indicators are indicators of how the business is progressing towards its strategy. And we said that those key performance indicators should be nice and easy to understand by the managers. There shouldn't be too many of them. And the managers should be capable of taking control action when those key performance indicators are telling the manager that things are not progressing as we would like them to. So what's the balanced scorecard then? Well, the balanced scorecard could be described as a scorecard built up of key performance indicators. The difference with normal key performance indicators and the balanced scorecard approach is that the balanced scorecard says that you should have key performance indicators over four separate sections of your business. And we'll come to what those separate areas are in a moment. So the balanced scorecard will contain both financial and non-financial indicators. So financial indicators are indicators with a pound note sign in front. Financial indicator would be turnover level, for example. A non-financial indicator could be anything else. It could still be numerical. So we could have a staff turnover as a non-financial indicator. So staff turnover might be 20% and we might be aiming to get it down to 5% a year. Or it could be another more subjective non-financial indicator, like how we are perceived by our customers. Quite difficult to measure that particular one, but it could still be there on our balanced scorecard. The balanced scorecard includes the service perception that your clients have of you. That is an essential feature of the balanced scorecard and the key performance indicators that will be contained therein. The balanced scorecard also looks at your business processes. It is there to aid learning and growth. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, it may have qualitative measures in as well as quantitative measures. What is contained in a balanced scorecard? Well, as I said before, a balanced scorecard has four key headings. We should measure the business's performance over a financial perspective, first of all. Secondly, we should measure the business over an internal perspective. Thirdly, we should measure the business over an innovation and learning perspective. And fourthly, we should measure the business from the customer perspective. Now, under each of those four perspectives, we should set ourselves goals and measures. I'll be giving you some examples of those as we go through these four headings now. Okay, so what's the first heading? The first heading is the financial perspective, and that's perhaps the easiest and most traditional perspective that businesses are measured. So what might we have under there? Well, we might have the profit measure. Very simple one. So our goal is to increase our profitability, and our measure is the level of profitability we have. We will report that balanced scorecard cyclically. It may be that we use the balanced scorecard every month, for example. Okay, so on the balanced scorecard, we will report our goal and our measure to see how we're performing against it. Okay, also under the financial perspective, we might have sales growth, for example. So our goal would be to grow sales, let's say, by 10% during the year. 10% on the absolute value of sales. And our measure would be the level of sales that we've achieved each month compared to previous years, so that we could see how much it was growing by. So that's the financial perspective. The second perspective is the internal perspective. So the internal perspective are the things that we need to get right internally as a business. If we don't get these things correct internally, then the customers will notice them. But if we do get them right, the customers may be completely unaware of these things that we're doing. So, for example, we may be an insurance business and we need to process claims quickly. So one of our internal measures is how quickly does it take from a claim being submitted to a claim being agreed. That's an internal measure. It's something that the customers would automatically expect, but it's something that we need to get right. Secondly, staff turnover might be another internal measure. So the customer, when they're dealing with a call center, don't deal with the same person every time. So they don't expect the same person to be there. So the staff turner wouldn't be immediately apparent to them as something that they desired. However, internally, we know that the more times our staff change, the more training costs we have to incur. So to keep training costs down, we may set ourselves an internal goal of reducing staff turnover, and we would monitor the level of staff turnover and measure that and report it in our balance scorecard. The third perspective we measure ourselves over is the innovation and learning perspective. We want to ensure that our business is going forward and growing and adapting as the market requires. So the innovation and learning perspective might be used, for example, in a fast food restaurant. That may sound a rather unusual one. You might be expecting me to give an example of an innovation and technology company. But I wanted to show you that this perspective can be used by any organisation. So in a fast food restaurant that has a standard menu, part of its appeal to customers will be that it regularly offers changes in its menu and then reverts back to its original menu, just to keep adding a little bit of spice, a little bit of interest for the customers. So the innovation and learning perspective might set goals on the number of restaurant additions that are needed each month or each quarter to the restaurant's menu. And then we could measure whether managers in each restaurant are managing to deliver those changes. The fourth perspective is the customer's perspective. So here we ask, what does the customer want from us? And we would do this by perhaps asking our customers, or maybe we would already know what they want from us as a business. So let's say we were running a bus company. What does the customer want from us? The customer wants the bus to turn up on time. So we would set ourselves a goal, a target of a certain percentage of on-time buses in the month. That goal might be high, let's say 97%, and then we would measure the number of buses that actually turn up on time and see whether we are managing to achieve that goal. So that's our fourth perspective, the customer perspective. So the balance scorecard could, as I said earlier, be described as a list of key performance indicators, but those key performance indicators spread over four different perspectives to make sure we get a rounded view of our business. And we look at the financial perspective, the internal perspective, the innovation and learning perspective, and the customer perspective. And under each perspective, we set ourselves a goal and we measure our performance against that goal. My name's Steve Carlisle. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.